Tom, this this game finished in unbelievable fashion. What are the emotions like on the bench there?
Well, I mean, just obviously, again, it's a numbing feeling. It's not a good feeling, obviously. You're 25 seconds from winning a huge game right there, and we let it slip away. And, you know, they found a way to get it done. And those guys had opportunities the last couple, 2-3 minutes. They had a couple open nets that they couldn't convert on for whatever reason. So you think that things are going our way. And, with their grit, their intensity, they were so good on their face-offs, and they won big face-offs. And, it was probably just a matter of time. And, it's too bad because, again, you're so close in such a big game and at home. And, to give that up, it's frustrating. There's no question, to say the least.
Obviously, you guys are very equal teams. I mean, so many close games. And in this game, it seemed like there were games within a game where you guys, for like the first 10 minutes of the first period, played real solid, had lots of scoring opportunities. Ferris State not doing much. Second half of the first period kind of flip-flopped where Ferris State was able to put the pressure. And then in the second, maybe a little bit more give and take. Third period, you guys came out, get that tying goal, and then Ferris takes over. Is it a lot of that, Tom, where just because of the styles of both teams, where the play is going to, change on a dime like that, and an offense is going to be at a premium?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're pretty – you hit it on the head, Biss. We're pretty even team. There's no question. I mean, just take a look at our scores. Take a look at our scores last year and this year. I mean, that's the bottom line. Take a look at our scores last year and this year. Hey, a couple of years ago, they were an NCAA team. They were one of the top teams in college hockey. They had the upper hand on us. They were better than us, period. You know, the last 2 years, we've had great games with them. And but you know what? Again, whatever. We had great games with them. We're even. But you lose a game like this, you don't think of anything like that. You just think how close you were. And obviously, it's one of those games you're going to look back on later in the year and say, gosh, we were so close. But that's why you play 60 minutes of hockey.
You had so many of those in the first half, too.
No, it's just, hey, there's a lot of parity in our league. And you know what? It's just, that's the way it is. It goes down to the wire, and you got to play 60 minutes, and you got to get a little lucky, and you got to be, you got to be good. You got to be good in certain situations. You just have to be good. And they were good in a certain situation. They found a way to get it done. You know, they made their own break.
Well, you guys get really good when you guys have a one-goal lead. That's probably makes, obviously this one even tougher to swallow is you guys usually put the game away. But, boy, Ferris State, once, it got to be 2-3 minutes left in the game, they were really putting on the pressure, and you guys seemed to have trouble getting it out of the zone.
No, we did, and we had a lot of trouble getting the puck out of the zone. Sometimes the blue line, it felt like the blue line was 3 feet wide, and that's just the way it goes sometimes. That's called momentum, and it happens in the game of hockey, and there's no question. And it is what it is now, right now, guys. And we got to bounce back. And it was a big loss. It was a important game. I don't need to tell you guys that, so I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Your penalty kill was phenomenal again tonight.
Oh, we lost the game, Schultze. So again, I'm not going to sit there and that's great, but we lost the game. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Tom, did you? It didn't look like you were asking for explanations, but I don't think I've ever seen the hand pass penalty before.
Oh, we've had three of them this year. You can't use a hand pass. The centerman can't hand pass the puck off a faceoff. So I mean, it's just like, when are we going to learn?
And then the penalty against Jerry, was that for pushing the goalie stick?
Yeah. You can't do that either because the thing wasn't broken.
Looked a little ticky-tacky to me because that thing was almost in the corner already.
I don't know, guys.
But,
you know,
yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah,
but just a couple
I don't
of
know.
Weird
Again,
calls.
The bottom line is it had no bearing on the game.
Right.
So it had no bearing on the game. And
thankfully.
So when I'm sitting here, listening to that, guys, I'm just thinking about the last 25 seconds and the first 40 seconds or 45 seconds of the overtime. So
see you tomorrow night, Tom. Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show.